Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Listen to Turning Point Ministrations first thing before you do other things. Then pray more on your own as much as you can. Then forward this ministration to your contact. Do so daily. Welcome to Monday, the seventh day in April 2025. According to Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Then he blessed the seventh day and made it holy, a day of rest and a day of blessings. As usual, open your hand and heart. Let me use this covenant power of seven to pray for you. Be responding with amen. I receive it. May God bless you with restfulness. From today, I prophesy against every form of stress, strife, contentions, and struggles in your life and things. Receive grace for divine rest in all areas. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 4. King Solomon said, "Now God has given me rest on every side, so there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence." May God's hand be on you, your family, and all you do, for no adversary and evil occurrence will come near you. You are blessed when you go out, and you are blessed as you come in. In this new week, lines shall fall on you in pleasant places. You shall have goodly heritage. If you are going out today, anoint yourself for pursue, overtake, and recover all. Anoint yourself also for dominion. We are in the month of resurrection, the month of power, the month of Easter. I ask that the resurrection power of God will back you up in all your assignments, programs, projects, and journey this week, this month, and now throughout the year. Now, let's do this. Job chapter 2, verse 28 says, "You will also decree a thing, and it shall be established for you." Now, let's pass a decree. Let's make a decree. A decree is a proclamation either for or against on crucial issues for which you desire divine intervention this week and this month. Pray like this. Say with me, either quietly or loudly, depending on where you are there. But please, make it loud and clear. We shall make the decree in two parts. First, we decree against challenges and everything you don't want. Then we will also decree to invite the good things we desire. Now say, "I decree against so and so." Mention the enemies, the oppositions, the pains, your fears, the contentions, the delays, the failures. Decree against what must not happen in your borders. Decree against all evil manifestations in your life, your children's life, in your space, in Jesus' name. Issue a decree. Say them out in Jesus' name. Now, let's turn it around. Decree and declare your desires to happen. I begin to say, "I decree for the expectations, my expectations to manifest. My money be paid. I decree my so and so and so." Describe the miracle you desire for yourself and your children to happen. Mention them by name. Let your ears hear your prayers. It shall be so in Jesus' name. All you decreed against shall go. All you decree for to come shall start happening. All say amen. Yes, it shall happen. Please anoint yourself after this prayer. This week has already opened for you. April 7, born people, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. Before this date next year, you will be several steps ahead where you are presently. Happy birthday. Right? Listeners, this week is still for testimony sharing. Be connecting to these testimonies, your own miracles too will happen. First testimony today. Praise the Lord. My tension was paid after 2 years. I just want to thank Almighty God for sustaining me for the 2 years of waiting. My tithe is on the way. Thank you, Daddy, for your prayers over my life and family. Wow. Thank God. Another one. The Lord has been so good to me. One of my prayer requests has been answered. I received an official vehicle from my office after a long while. Truly, and it is a tear rubber our truck. Truly, God is here. Wow. I prophesy to all my listeners, you will receive a tear-rubber miracle in Jesus' name. Another one. Good day, Daddy and TPGF. One, I thank God for favor and protection over me and my family. Two, God made it possible for me to be alive to attend my child's convocation and wedding ceremony in United Kingdom. Three, God granted me grace to retire from active service from federal government. Four, God empowered me to send seed to Zenith Welfare account twice, even though I have not been paid any of my retirement benefit. You will be paid. Five, God helped my daughter to finish her NYC safely, and she was employed by the company. Daddy, please pray that all limitations and obstacles against the approval of her scholarship admission for master's degree in USA be speedily removed, for her visa to be approved, and that my other requests turn to testimonies. Six, as I pray, I keep sowing seed. Thank you, sir, for allowing God to use you. Yes, as you pray, keep sowing seed. That is how to go, and you will be seeing the mighty hand of God, all listeners. Please share my testimony. I got my indefinite leave to remain in UK yesterday, exactly 5 years that I got here, despite all odds. Also, I had a spot on my thigh that gave me reason to worry about. Cancer test done came out negative. I pray that my second son's paper should also be released soon. My Thanksgiving offering has been credited to the GT account of the commission. I give Almighty God the glory. Yes, all your desires shall be turned to testimonies. Another testimony. Good morning, Daddy, and my great Turning Point family. God, in his infinite mercy, gave my family victory over road accident. Two of my children returning home from school on Saturday, 23rd March, were exempted from a ghastly road accident around the Kire that claimed 5 Union students' lives. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, and thank you, Daddy, for your prayers. Wow! We commiserate with the family that lost their student, and we rejoice with you. God shall protect you and your family. I send this message to the glory of God Almighty for what he did for me yesterday, 24th March. You told us to lay our hands where we had pains in our bodies. So I laid my hand on my manhood that has not been responsive lately. To my greatest surprise, I had a direction this morning. I'm grateful to God Almighty, and I thank you for all God Almighty is using you to do for us. Almighty bless you, my Almighty God, bless me financially. Yes, you shall be blessed financially, and your healing is permanent. On Saturday, 29th of March, shortly before I went to bed at night, I felt a very sharp and strange pain on my right breast. After a while, I thought of the blessed water mantle. I quickly applied the oil on it, then placed the mantle across my chest, prayed, and slept. Lo and behold, by the time I woke up in the morning, the pains were gone. Thank you, Jesus, for using our Daddy Femi Manuel to bless us. More anointing, sir. The pains will never return again. Another testimony here. He said, our God has been good to me. January, we were given oil for new pain. God blessed me with addition furniture for my rental business. When it cost $2 million plus, I couldn't afford it. But now God gave me grace for $4 million plus. It has been a lot upon a lot in my business to the glory of God. Daddy, your ministry has been a blessing to my life since I joined in year 2000. I have been progressing, getting more clients, moving forward and shining with fat accounts to the glory of God. I prophesy this to all TPGF. Connect to it. Another testifier. He said, after years of battle seed and daddy's prayers, God has approved my immigration visa to USA. After paying the Feed the Hungry and Thanksgiving seed for my visa, my boss paid for my flight and pocket money. I restore peace to my extended family over land matters. My journey was successful, and I pray this country favored me and my family. Daddy, please pray for my children's visa to be approved soon so that they can join me here. Thanks to all of you and all you do for humanity. Wow. all our members in the diaspora, that land is, those lands are open for you. You will do good. Another person, I got into Canada in October, but it's been difficult to get a job. But just Tuesday, I will be starting my first job. I pray that this job will be the starting point of something great in my life in Canada. Things will start working together for my good. Another one. Good morning, sir. I want to appreciate God for healing me from strange hiccups. Wow. Great, great testimonies. You shall be the next testifier. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Join us later this evening on our live broadcast via our social media platforms. 8 to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Just 1 hour. Don't forget. If you are in and around Ibadan or your state, Nigeria, join us from this Friday to Sunday for the Women's Week celebration. It shall be held in all Living Spring Chapel centers across the nation and across the world. Join the one that is closer to you. Friday in Ibadan will be 5 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m., and Sunday mega service 8 a.m., all in Dominion City, Ibadan. Yes, our special seed for the month is the seed of 44444, seed for resurrection and restoration. Members and listeners are already doing theirs. Testimonies of restoration and resurrection are already coming in. Don't fail in paying your tithe to God and all the various seed we preach, we teach, and we encourage. I want to thank God for the giving grace on TPGF across the world. May the Lord keep lifting you and blessing you. If you want us to send you the commission's account, send a chat message of request to +234809-789-4000. All our members, titans, and donors in UK that want to do your own directly to HSBC account, send a request chat message to 074-111-208-401. It shall be sent to you. I pray for everyone. This week has already opened for you. You are returning with great testimonies. Awesome blessings upon your life. If you are sick, be healed. If there is pain and concern anywhere, it shall be turned to testimonies for you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Have a wonderful week. Bye.